Hi, I'm Jackie Britton. Each week, we're going to dig into our Patriots archives and bring you features with former Patriots players for our new Throwback Thursday segment. First up, we're at home with former safety Rodney Harrison.
What is Rodney like at home?
He's totally not the person that he is on the field.
Hit him in the mouth.
I'm not trying to be a tough guy, just go out there and play football.
Very sensitive guy. That's what I fell in love with.
It's a tough game. It's a rough, physical, hard-nosed, hit-you-in-the-mouth type game. And once I step on the field, everything changes. My teammates call me Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde because they say, you're such a nice guy off the field, but once you get on the field, you kind of switch. I have a passion for the game. I think I play the game the way it's supposed to be played. As a sign of respect to the game, you have to go out there, you have to be full throttle, and you have to play physical.
The NFL, they like to see a hit, but they take it out of your pocket.
You know, it's kind of ironic because they find you, they say, well, we don't want these hits going on on the field. But all of a sudden, you look on ESPN and they're advertising it.
Can't change the way you play because these guys are finding you. You just got to keep hitting them. It's just one of the things that they need to change, one of many things they need to change in this league.
What you doing? What you doing?
Now, you said winning the Super Bowl was the second best thing that ever happened to you. First being?
The birth of my son, Christian, February 6, 2004. It was just awesome to see him come into this world. And
what kind of advice do you have for being a father to a son?
Well, just patience, being there for your son, making sure that you can provide for your son, and not just in a financial manner, but you know, providing for him, giving him hugs when he needs it. You know, when he's crawling all over the place and he's kind of in a bad mood, you could be there to pat him on his back. So, you know, your son needs you in more than just a financial way.
Let's see you walk.
Do you and your son have a special game that you like to play? Are you on the floor with them? Do you crawl around with them? Do you guys play with a certain toy?
Well, what I do is have a stupid thing that my dad used to do to me. I like pull up his shirt and I like on his stomach and on his neck, I'll grab him and we'll roll around and I'll be like almost slobbing on his neck, kissing him, and he's laughing and smiling, and he'll pull his head forward and try to give me a little peck. I think it's just the cutest little thing. I mean,
you've had your workout, you got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you come home and you still want to play with your son. Is it that last pouring out of your heart that just gets you down on the floor and rolls around with him?
It's just wonderful coming home. You know, regardless of what type of day you had, you can see people that you walk in the door, they love you. They don't care what kind of day you had. They just want to make sure that you're safe and healthy and, you know, get a kiss from your wife, a hug from your son. That's the best thing in the world.
You played with the San Diego Chargers. They were kind of done with you, and then you came over to the Patriots. What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, initially you have bitter feelings. You go out there and you give your heart out. You go out there, you play when you're hurt, when you barely can walk, when you can't sleep at night. You go out there and all of a sudden they tell you, you know, we don't need your services any longer. And Coach Belichick gave me an opportunity to come here, which I'm very thankful for, to come out here and just play on a winning team, to be part of something that's very special. I mean, we work extremely hard, but we've had success and hopefully it can continue.
So ultimately, in your eyes, it comes down to the work ethic.
You know, how can you make a withdrawal if you never deposit anything? And it takes time, it takes effort, it takes sacrifice.
You have some bling, shall we say, on your neck. Do you wear that every day?
I wear it every day, only because it's something that my husband worked very hard for. And he can't wear his ring every day. I wear it for him.
If you put that in the safe or something and forget about it, I'm trying to get another one. That's what we're working hard at right now, trying to get another one. So last year was great, it was cool, but we're trying to get another one. That's our goal.